here on Grand River Radical Radio with the UW Dragon Boat Club. We got the coach and the captain. Guys, you want to remind our listeners who we are?
Sure thing. My name is Stephen Lake. I'm the head coach of the University of Waterloo Dragon Boat Club.
And my name is Davis Lee. I'm the team captain of the Hong Kong team of the University of Waterloo Dragon Boat Club.
And the upcoming competition, the World Championships. That's kind of a big deal. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we've been training hard for all the way since last fall, basically, when the on-water season ended, to get ready for Hong Kong this year. The World Championships, or the Club Crew World Championships, which is what's happening this year in Hong Kong, take place every 2 years. 2 years ago was in Macau, China, so I was lucky enough to be there competing for another Canadian club. This year, Waterloo is qualifying, so this is the first time that a Waterloo Dragon Boat team has ever been at or any team from the Waterloo region has been at a World Championship event in paddling. So we're pretty excited to actually be, kind of breaking some ground there and getting some Waterloo local representation on the world stage.
Mm-hmm. And all three teams are going? Or?
No, so our program spans all the way from recreational to the most competitive team. So Hong Kong is the most competitive team. These guys, like Davis over here, have been doing periodized strength training all the way from September. They're in the gym 5 days a week, on the water 5+ times a week in the summer. And then we have the opposite end of the spectrum, which is our recreational program, where it's basically everyone's welcome. We don't make any cuts. It's just show up, come to practice, and you race with the team.
That sounds like a pretty serious training schedule, five days a week on the water. Yeah. Where do you train, I guess, locally?
Well, we recently got a boat from the Trillium Foundation, and we're hoping to have it set up at Laurel Creek. So in the summer, we're hoping to paddle there 5 times a week at least, or every day. And training the gym is usually happening at PAC, and cardio is usually running outside. Pretty fun stuff.
Yeah, we've been working hard to actually raise the money to build that practice site at Laurel Creek. So we were lucky enough, as Davis mentioned, to get the boat through a nice grant from Dragon Boat Canada and the Trillium Foundation. Our next step now, we're trying to put in a dock and a storage facility up there. So we're sort of partway there. We're trying to raise the last $4,000 or $5,000 to make that happen in the next few weeks.
Well, why don't you tell us about a little of the fundraising efforts maybe you're undertaking?
Sure. Like, we're student-run, student-funded, so we don't really have we don't have any help from athletics department, but we're doing team barbecues on campus. We're doing awareness for our club at local stores like Sobeys or Zares, and trying to contact corporate sponsorship as well.
Yeah, we were really lucky. Actually, one local company, Domus Housing, was a sponsor of ours last year, and they helped us out in a big way and paid for a set of life jackets last year. So it's things like that really go a long way and help the team actually get out there and keep all these athletes, on the water and practicing.
For sure, yeah. I mean, that's actually, that kind of surprised me when you mentioned you weren't part of athletics at all. Just a student club, yet going competing at a world championship of a sport. that's interesting. I hope you can, you get obviously the rest of that fundraising. Any dates coming up specifically for team barbecues or fundraising?
Well, right now we're aiming for most Wednesdays in the spring term coming up. So if you're on campus or anything, stop by the Eggshell near MC, and hopefully you can get a good burger or two.
Yeah, these guys work really hard at the fundraising. I know they're out there like week in, week out, scraping off a couple $100 at a time, whatever, every dollar counts towards. To send 25 athletes to Hong Kong, you can imagine it's about an $80,000 plus bill.
Ooh,
to get there. Yeah. So wow. Most of that comes out of pocket, but we still, with these capital expenses, like putting in docks and all that, they've got to come from somewhere, and the wood's not free. So
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Definitely. Now this, again, this world championship happening late June or early July. When are you guys leaving?
We're leaving the June 29th, and the competition's there at July 4th to July 8th. So we're hoping to get out in the water quickly, start heat training in that humid, hot weather, and yeah.
Yeah, it's about like 95-100% humidity in Hong Kong. I know when I paddled in Macau, which is just off the shore of Hong Kong a couple years ago, it's a pretty big adjustment to go from being Canadian weather training to get out there, and like as soon as you walk outside, you're covered in sweat and changing your shirt 4 times a day kind of thing. it's hopefully that the first few, 3 or 4 days there will help our athletes climatize a bit and get used to the weather and be ready to race for July 4th.
That's awesome. And I recognize I said you guys. What is the composition of the team? Is it an all-male team? Is it a mixed team or a club, I guess?
It's a mixed team. So we have, we're actually mandated by the rules. We race in a mixed division and an open division. So in the mixed division, we have to have a minimum of 8 females on the boat out of 20. So our club is pretty evenly split, maybe 60-40, closer to 50-50, depending on time of the year and stuff like that.
That's cool. More information about the club available. You guys have a website, uwdbc.com. I guess there's more information about the club, upcoming events, going to post your...
Anyone that's interested in getting involved, we're always open to new members. So mentioned we have all the way from recreational end of the spectrum to competitive. No experience required. More than welcome to get out there. And all you've got to do is basically show up to practice, and we'll get you in a boat racing as soon as we can.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll kick it to a song and come back with the UW Dragon Boat Club and talk about their upcoming season and the World Championship they're going to. Pretty exciting stuff in end of June, start of July. And again, check out on the website, uwdbc.com. This song is one kicking from Byron, and it is... let's go with the Speed River song. Grand River Radical Radio with the UW Dragon Boat Club. We got the coach and the captain. Guys, you want to remind our listeners who we are?
Sure thing. My name is Stephen Lake. I'm the head coach of the University of Waterloo Dragon Boat Club.
And my name is Davis Lee. I'm the team captain of the Hong Kong team of the University of Waterloo Dragon Boat Club.
So the University of Waterloo Dragon Boat Club got started in 2008 by George Wang and Philip Lau. Who were engineering students, came to Waterloo in their first year and discovered that Waterloo didn't have a dragon boat team. And sure enough, they got out there and raised the first group of 20 students. 4 years later, we're at about 150 students involved over the year. We've got teams going to Hong Kong this summer for the World Championships, and things are taking off like crazy. Davis is actually one of our members that joined up last year with the team. Maybe you can talk about your experience with us so far, Davis.
Sure. So I started paddling back for a community team in London a few years ago, and I wasn't really too involved then. After I came to Waterloo in 2010, I joined the club back in the winter term, and I really enjoyed the team atmosphere, and the training was a lot of fun. Afterwards, we got into the season and had a lot of fun, placed fairly well for being a new club, and things just rolled off from there.
You're saying you placed really well. There's obviously a competition season. Locally, what kind of events are there? Where do you actually compete?
Yeah, good question. We compete against an inter-university competition. So last year we competed in Milton, Toronto, Pickering, and then at the Canadian Championships, which were in
Welland,
Ontario. Yeah. So we did pretty well at the Canadian Championships. We finished top three in the university division in Canada, and then second place in the under 23 category.
Well, that's awesome. And you said 150 members in the club, three teams on the water. How many people per boat? Is it 50 people per boat, or do you have backups?
There's 20 people on drag boat. Well, 22 people on a drag boat. 20 paddlers, one steers person, one drummer. Normally, not all the members are interested in paddling. Some of them are just for having fun, and some of them are there to work out. So we generally, last year we had two boats, and then that was just about 50-ish people. So this year we're aiming for about 60-ish.
Right on. Cool. Now we're talking about the upcoming World Championships you're going to. Taking one team with you with a 40-foot boat. Is the boat getting on the plane as well, or what's the deal? Do you have like your private boat that you've crafted for years? And
yeah, good question. Actually, the biggest part of our fundraising is paying for the specialized jumbo jet to get the boat there. No, luckily the boats are all standardized, so every competition we go to, they'll have the boats ready there. The boat's about 40 foot long, 3-ish feet wide, 660 pound fiberglass boat, so not an easy little thing to carry around. We do actually carry ours from the storage facility into the water sometimes as a team, so that's almost half the training right there, just get them to portage the 650 pound boat.
So 40, that's okay, so the boats don't get on the plane. I mean, I know most, you know, a lot of athletes, they want their own stuff, like their own bat, their own hockey stick. I guess with a standardized boat design, it's all right that you can just hop on. And yeah. How about locally and upcoming competitions? Do you take your boat around to the upcoming competitions?
Same thing. So luckily they have the boats all set up for us there. A little hard to transport one of these. What we do take, though, is paddles. Every paddler on the team has kind of their own preferences, different lengths with materials. So some of them have wooden paddles to carbon fiber. Most of the guys and girls on our competitive teams will have these carbon fiber super light paddles. They're almost deceivingly light because it's like a 50-inch long paddle. You pick it up and it weighs, I don't know, barely anything.
Yeah. So I guess there is some of the personalization. It's more on the paddle.
Yeah, well, we've made the mistake before of having paddlers show up to regattas and use the provided paddles there, and sometimes they get there and they're all really short or really long, or they're all cracking in wood and things like that. So it really throws off your race if you got to switch up to a short little 44-inch paddle if you normally paddle with a 50-inch one, for example. So most of the guys have purchased their own now, luckily.
Locally, where do you do this? I mean, other than the training facility, how big of a lake do you need? Like, can you use any old pond? Do we need a Lake Erie? Where do you go?
We just need a body of water that has at least 2-3 meter depth or so. Preferably, we'd like it to have at least 500 meters stretch, the length of a regular drag boat race. But we can make 200 to 300 meters work as well. Work on shorter pieces.
Yeah, it's interesting because in Dragon Boat, we race up to 2,000-meter races, but only on a 500-meter course. So there's actually three turns involved in the race. You race 500 up, turn around, come back, turn around, go the other way. And you can imagine turning a 40-foot-long boat is...
I was thinking of that. How do you do that? Is there a...
Yeah, it's one of the more interesting parts of the race, I think. And it's definitely a lot of teams sometimes that'll have the boat spill over in the turn, or they'll crash, or they'll go off the course. So it makes for pretty exciting racing. You've got a steers person on the back with basically a big long paddle, and they're hanging off the side of the boat trying to use it like a rudder, basically, and turn the boat around the corner. Some teams get into more complicated strategies where you have certain paddlers will reach out on an angle on the boat, like the front couple paddlers might reach out on an angle and pull the front corner in, things like that. So that's kind of an area where strategy comes into play a little bit.
What kind of speeds do you get up to with 20 people paddling?
The ideal speed, I guess, would be we're trying to get under two minutes for a 500-meter piece, so wherever that conversion is in metric.
Yeah, it works out to hit about 15, 16 kilometers an hour in the middle of a race.
Okay.
So it doesn't seem that fast, but when you're in a a couple thousand pound boat, that's actually surprisingly fast.
You can feel the wind.
You can definitely feel the wind on there. And there's usually six boats in a race at once. You have 20 paddlers on each boat. So you've got not only the wind, but you have like 120 paddlers all out there side by side fighting for every inch. That's pretty exciting.
A lot of energy.
Yeah.
A lot of energy in the water there. Now, upcoming regattas, where can people check you out? I guess they can check out your training maybe, but that might not be as exciting as some actual
like
competition.
Yeah. So our first one coming up will be in Milton, the last weekend of May, I believe. And then after that, we've got Pickering, the Toronto International Dragon Boat Festival. We got Welland after that, and then I believe Hong Kong.
Yeah, Hong Kong, and then after Hong Kong, we're looking towards Canadian Championships in Montreal this year.
Cool, and I guess, again, once you can check out all those, that information will be up on the website, I'm guessing.
Like Davis had mentioned, we do have our practice site here in Waterloo, so if anybody wants to come out and give a look, have our, maybe even try paddling out for a practice, I'm sure we can find a spot on the boat and get you out there.
Is there a contact email people can... Or just link
All on the website. It's probably the easiest, just uwdbc.com. And then my email's on there. It's just Steven with the PH at uwdbc.com. Or Davis as well, same thing, Davis at uwdbc.com.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, thanks for coming into the studio today. I wish you luck on the upcoming season. Any parting words, I suppose?
Just paddles up.
Yeah, paddles up. All right, I like it. Again, this is the University of Waterloo Dragon Boat Club with us on Grand River Radical Radio this morning. We're signing off for the day. Looks like our time is up this morning, and we will be back tomorrow morning with the a full show on anti or against prisons. So join us again and join us all week, and keep tuning into Sound FM all week. 100.3 on the FM dial, soundfm.ca, Rogers Cable 946.